So, when did your father get back from his mission? How long was he gone?
6 months.
Just 6 months.
He came back, it was after the 4th of July, or 24th. I don't remember which day now. But all of us, not all of us, Della had to work, so she didn't get in on it. The telephone company had to take different turns, you know, at holidays, mm-hmm. or parts of them or something. So Della didn't get to go.
Hmm.
But there was Earl, his wife Emmalou, and they just had had Bruce. He was just a babe in arms. He wasn't walked, hadn't walking yet. And then there was Eris and Mabel. I don't remember how many of their kids they had. How many ever they had at 26. Now see, Gordon wasn't born.
Till 29.
He was 29.
Yeah.
And so maybe Donald wasn't either. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember. And then there was Mother, Gladys and I. I guess Byron was there. And I was going with Glenn then, and he had to work, so as soon as he got off, must have been the 24th. He came down at night, but we didn't know it. And he just parked his Model T in this campground, and then in the morning he started out to see which one. And Mother was cooking eggs, or what do you call the expression for breakfast? Anyway, we had eggs for breakfast, and she always had it beautifully mounded, olives and ice, you know, with the bacon. She turned out and saw Glenn coming down the road. She turned to me, she said, "He's your boyfriend, you finish this." And I had never done it, I'd watched her. But Mother was a very timid lady.
Mm-hmm.
She was.
And she would not. She wouldn't. I had to do those darn breakfasts.
Huh.
But we all lived through it, I guess. But Dad, when we got home from that trip, Dad was home.
Huh.
So, but if the odd part, when we did as a bunch go together, we used to go up in South Fork and Mabel and Volney and his wife, and if Earl came in with his or something, so.
So the 24th of July, you were out, and then you came back home, and he's home.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, was his mission a proselyting mission?
Yeah. Well, yes. But he did most of his in businesses.
Oh.
At lunch hour, he would go. See, he had, remember, one of the first Ogden Chamber of Commerce.
Uh-huh.
And he had his card and all that stuff with him before he went to just anybody.
Uh-huh.
But this time, he visited corporations, and on their lunch hour, he got permission to go talk to them.
Huh.
I don't know what good it did, but he seemed to go around on the businesses and kept him a lot in Georgia, mostly at that time.
In Georgia.
And Charles Callis was the president of the mission, and Eris knew him and said, "Well, Dad wasn't too well, so don't put him out, you know, on the outskirts."
Uh-huh. That's really interesting.
So that's how we did it. And as a rule, we went places. Sometimes it was Mabel and Eris that had little conflicts. But this time it was Earl and Malou. Oh, it was odd.
Huh.
She had a nice outfit that she washed and ironed. But Earl said that was too much, you know, for camping out and stuff like that. And he insisted she go back to another. Well, she didn't have time to press it or nothing, and they made them wear it anyway. So they were on outs to begin with.
When Hiram came back?
When we first went down.
When
Provo
you first went
Canyon
down.
Provo Canyon was where we were
oh,
at.
Oh, Provo Canyon. Hmm.
And then they wouldn't let the baby down. She just couldn't have it dirty. And he says, "Well, little dirt don't hurt it." And along stayed the cabin. It was just them. We all had our own.
Hmm.
And Eris decided to, there's a trail going up, and go up the mountain. And he asked Mother to go along with him, and Mother, at that stage of the game, couldn't walk a lot. She was too tired, but she'd been ill up. But anyway, she said, "I decided I'd go because I never get to go again."
Hmm.
So Glenn and I and Mother and Eris started up the trail. And then we got up where we could see, you know, all over kind of the valley and over the other trees and stuff in the canyon,
mm-hmm.
and sat to visit. And Glenn looked over to one side was a kind of a cliff or uprising, and over then to it was a rope. A rope ladder.
Hmm.
We could see it. Of course, he had to go over and investigate. And there said that might be rotten if it's been there a long time.
Right.
And so anyway, he went up and we saw he got to the top and over. So we all just sat and visited. And when Glenn come back, he had a big bouquet of all bluebells and flowers that were all over in the valley.
Hmm.
But it was up there, so it was a little lake. And he knew I liked flowers, so he come back. And he still come down the same ladder, and it didn't break. So we just sat there and visited quite a lot. Mother said of all of her three boys that Eros was really the most affectionate for her daughter.
Who had the best relationship with Hiram in the two families? Who seemed to be closest to... same personality and seemed
you
to get
along. You mean his children or
of his children? Of his children.
Well, I really don't know. I think he favored their decisions most of the time.
Hmm.
But, I really don't know. And I know, of course, they enforced it because they wanted Dad to pay for everything. They had a party for Dad's 80th birthday. And when I got down, I said, well, we can all divide it, what it costs. Oh, no. Hi, says the rest of his side. Dad'll pay for it.
Hmm.
And I thought that was sure something to give a man his 80th birthday and make him pay for the refreshments. And I wanted his wife to play. She was a beautiful player on the piano. And, of course, had been there for a long time and hadn't been played. He says, it sounds terrible, Dad. She can't play on that. So he asked Dad to go ahead. No, I went and got the tuner, piano tuner, who paid for it, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was selfish. And that was their way all the time, as far as I felt about it. But anyway, when we got through at the home, we all gathered up to Eris's place, and they couldn't find the regiment, that darn wheel, and all the stuff was gone. They didn't know exactly. They did think of Flora, but they couldn't prove it at that time. And then he came and he said, well, it looks like the way they worked it without this other will or anything, we are cut off with nothing.
Hmm.
But you know, to some people's greed, we got our share. And your grandfather's good management and daring to go after. See, we'd elected him and he was good at it, to get it, but we sure tried to keep things out of the papers. But Marion wanted the records that Della had in that trunk, and she sued Della, and I guess the rest of them. See, I was in Idaho most of the time. I got out of it.
Yeah.
And so Eric said, no, we can't let Della get up there with Marion. That would be the tail end of it. So they went, he and Vaughn went. I don't know what, I never went with it. And finally, I don't know why, before they got through, Flora was mad and having a fight with Marion, which is unusual, because they were the two stinkers, the worst. Because Dad had made a kind of a corporation before, you know, of all of his property.
Mm-hmm.
And he had directors in it. And I was surprised. I was named one of the directors. And that was unusual, because it was always the older ones. But anyway, my name was there, and I met us, happened to see it at the cemetery. And he said, now, if we could go this and agree to do this, we can have this cleared up. You have to publish it for 3 months or something. But in that time, and then we can have this section, all cleared, then we can divide. And I said, well, what the rest of them want, that's it, I'll go along. So I guess he went to his family, Belle Flora Buckton. She raised hell for a while. And after she got through, then Marion started. See, first it was only Flora we couldn't get. Now it was Marion and Flora. And Ollie seemed about the only sensible one in a way. See, she had money. Her doctor made plenty of money. Mm-hmm. And of course Marion's didn't, but he was a law, not law, a language professor at the University of Utah. So they wondered how they would break it. They had, and they didn't dare present the new will. So they kind of brought the other, and there were some derogatory things in it that I think Dad, in his years later, must have taken back. But anyway,